I'm Pastor Tim, and welcome to The Two Greatest. This is episode 920, God and the Dead End Street. Yesterday, we talked about a wrong turn that literally started a war and ended up killing 17 million people on the planet. It's called World War I. But what if it feels like God is leading you down a path that doesn't make sense? And to you, it seems like a dead end. You're not sure why you're there. You know, when we're truly following God in our lives, the journey is not always easy or fun. It takes us on paths that we would not choose. The question is, will we trust Him on the journey? This podcast is called T2G, or The Two Greatest, because Jesus told us, really, if you boil everything down, the greatest commandments are loving God with every fiber of our being and loving others on the journey. Do you remember the Israelites after the whole let my people go thing that Moses did? There were the 10 plagues and they finally got to go. But the escape route for the Israelites was not the shortest. It was not the straightest. It was not the easiest. And from the human point of view, it was not the wisest either. It certainly looked like God was confused as he led them in a big circle and had them set up their camp right next to the Red Sea, as Exodus 13:2 tells us. This location was like being in a box canyon. F.B. Meyer calls this the perfect cul-de-sac. Militarily speaking, it was the worst, most vulnerable spot they could have chosen. Look, if Moses had been doing the leading, he would have taken them on the shortest route, because that's what we do. That's the way we are. We want what we want, and we want what we want right now. But as you know, God doesn't always work like that. Not for his people then, and not for his people in our generation. God doesn't always pick the easiest or the shortest path. Remember the situation. Egypt was suddenly devoid of about 1 million workers. The pyramids stood unfinished, the public works were at a standstill, and Israel, by the way, had taken their gold and silver. They said, let's forget the plagues. Why have we done this? Let's go after them. But look at verse 4. And I will harden Pharaoh's heart, God says, and all his host, and the Egyptians shall know that I am the Lord. And they did so. God's people are hemmed in, and Pharaoh takes 600 chariots and goes after them. But don't miss this. It was God who hardened Pharaoh's heart. God is orchestrating this event. He's behind this. If God hadn't motivated Pharaoh to pursue the Israelites, God's people would have become complacent. So God puts them in a no-win situation. He is pushing his people out of their self-sufficient zone and into the trust zone, where they must trust the God who brought them there. Here's the great question. When have you ever felt God leading you down a dead-end street? What happened next, and how did you get out? Let's pray this prayer adapted from crosswalk.com. Lord, thank you that you are the God of the impossible. You can do anything. I want to trust in your ability and not my own. Teach me to see difficulties in my life from your perspective. Help me to focus on you and your power. Today, I bring before you the difficulty of my life. Help me not to fear, but to trust you in this situation. I have nothing to fear with you on my side. I will be strong and courageous, even in hard times. I do not need to figure everything out. You already know the best plan for me. Lord, remind me of what it says in Psalm 16. Lord, you have assigned me my portion and my cup. You have made my lot secure. The boundary lines have fallen for me in pleasant places. Surely I have a delightful inheritance. Because he is at my right hand, I will not be shaken. Therefore my heart is glad and my tongue rejoices. My body also will rest secure, because you will not abandon me to the grave, nor will you let your Holy One see decay. You have made known to me the path of life. You will fill me with joy in your presence, with eternal pleasures at your right hand. In Jesus' name, amen. I hope you'll join me tomorrow for episode 921. In the meantime, some of you listening to this podcast right now are going through some trial or some tribulation, and it may seem to you that God is taking the long way around, the hard way through. But know this. He had a purpose in bringing the children of Israel to the Red Sea. They were right where he wanted them to be, so he could show his glory and teach them to trust. And God has a purpose in you being at your Red Sea as well. I don't know a better picture of faith than we're able to say, I'm going to do what God wants me to do even when it scares the wits out of me. I trust God more than I fear this trial. May God's peace and faith be yours in abundance when it's you and God and the dead end street.